Welcome to the Matt Zediker Show, live from La Costa Mexican Restaurant. Now welcome the Domtar Tiger Sports Network's David McCurley.
Thank you, and welcome back to La Costa Mexican Restaurant. I've been sitting here eating on these chips like I know I'm not supposed to, but you just can't put them away. La Costa, our coach's cantina, come in and tell them you want that special, and they'll give you any dinner combination for $8.95. Come on down here. We've got the man, Coach Matt Zediker. How you doing, Coach?
I'm well. How are you guys?
I'm good. KJ McCurley and Clint, you guys doing well?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Glad to be here tonight.
Absolutely. We're looking forward to another Friday night. And as Coach told me the other day in our Coosa Valley Medical Center 101, ain't it nice to be at home? Yeah, we ain't been there in a while, guys.
Absolutely. It's been a long time. And I know the kids are really excited about it, you know, playing in front of your friends, your family, your fans. I mean, it's going to be a bigger opportunity for the fan support for sure to be there, but also some confidence to be there, because I think you probably get your eyes a little bit wider and you take a little bit more of a deep breath through a bye week. You're able to just reassess some things. That's what I kind of wanted to ask you about first. Talk about that bye week, and had you think it came at a really good time this year?
Absolutely. I mean, anytime you get a bye in the middle of the season, that's pivotal, in my opinion. You know, I've had them week 10, I've had them week 2. But ideally, if you can have them week 5 or 6, man, that's a good point. You just kind of reset and get battered and bruised just from the season and get bodies healed back up and really just get your mind cleared again. You know, that's been big last week with our kids, kind of stepping back from the rigors of what you got to do in a game week, you know, and just kind of relax and then get ready for a team and having two weeks an opportunity to get ready for. So it was a good week. And then we've had a good week this week. You know, my defensive coordinator walked out there, like, Coach, this might have been the best Wednesday we had. Why? I was like, because we've been doing this for 2 weeks. You know, we've been running the same plays and, you know, getting ready for Beauregard. And so we feel like this is probably the most prepared we've been for a game. And so we should be. You know, we've had 2 weeks to get ready for it.
Coach, is it easy to keep the attention and the focus for during the bye week, or is that something the coaches challenge, you know, to them, or what's the key to being successful through a bye?
Yeah, I think you got to lighten up a little bit. You know, as a coach, it's go, 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 and I've got to get this in, and I've got to show them this, and I got to game plan this, and you can step back a little bit. You got to have some fun. You know, I think I shared that with you last week. We did some different things with, made our big guys be skill guys and our skill guys be linemen, and, you know, and just kind of slow down a little bit. You know, the JV game's a little more fun because you get to coach that, and kids come out and watch that. And, but still, when you got to be intense in certain things, you be it. And, and just kind of, you know, we went half shell all week. We lightened up on their legs a little bit. We didn't run as much, just trying. And then some guys that needed to take some time off through maybe so much contact, we were able to do that. And then came back, and I tell you what, they came back Monday. It's probably our best Monday practice. They're excited to be back in game week. And so here we are, you know, and on top of that, it's homecoming. And so that's been fun. Got my yard rolled last night. Had a group of kids come and roll my yard, and heard I got another crew coming tonight. So I got my dog. We didn't feed him today, so he's going to be hungry to eat on some ankles tonight.
Just think of it as respect, Coach. It's happening no matter what.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
You know, when in a season like what it's been, it's good to laugh.
Yeah.
And I got to ask you, you talked about the skill guys playing the big boys and the big boys playing the skill guys. Please tell me that Cheese Meadows was your running back and that Amari Garrett was your quarterback.
Cheese was the DB, and to see him trying to cover somebody is good stuff.
Well, you know, it's great that you can have fun, but now it's back to work.
Yeah.
And you got a team coming in Beulah that got a taste of victory last week. You and I talked about this earlier. They weren't real good the second to the third, fourth week of the year, but they got some guys healthy, and it was some key guys.
Yeah, it was. And I tell you, it looked like two different teams from what we've been watching from probably the previous three games to last week. Last week looked look like a different team on the field for Beulah. Really did. And I talked with their coach. They got hit, and he said they have been beat up and hadn't had a healthy lineup since week two. And they finally did get some guys back. You know, the quarterback was running really hard. Of course, he's been there, but that's the best I've seen him look. Five running back for him is they stick him in the slot, put him in the backfield. Man, he's running really hard. Got a kid, number 11, I haven't seen on film. Had to go back and see him in the first game of the year, and he returned to kickoff. And man, they just played with a lot at a different level last week, which we turned that film on Friday night, Saturday morning. It was like, oh, my goodness. Well, you know, where's that team I saw the week before? But kudos to them. That was a big region game for them, too. They knew they had to win that game to try to remain in the playoff hunt. And same thing this week. So, you know, you're going to get everybody's best effort, you know, and we're going to get their best effort. But hopefully they got to travel that hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes up the road to us. And we got to handle homecoming situations and things like that. But we're ready.
And, Coach Zediker, one thing I wanted to point out real quick is I think people throughout the course of the year, when you see the type of record that the Tigers have, you play the quarterback and coach game. They must not have one or the other. And I disagree, obviously. I think we have two good ones in both departments. I think actually that JJ has shown massive improvement.
Absolutely.
In some areas, especially his toughness. You know, mm-hmm. you saw him that first week lose a football, hang his head for a split second, get on himself, and you know, the last time he made a mistake, you saw him not lose any of
that
chipperness, being alert, being ready to learn and ready to go. And I think seeing that has to bode well for the other guys. Just talk about your quarterback in this year and through a tough year and his first year as a starter. How well has he done?
Man, JJ, I can't say enough good things about him. That is probably, if not the hardest, one of the hardest working young men we have on our team. And he kind of took the bull by the horns when we came out of spring training in the summer. And we realized, you know, he was going to be our quarterback. And just his development from footwork to his throwing motion to understanding of our offense and then starting to understand coverages and defenses and just his work ethic. And then all of that built into slowly becoming a presence in our locker room. You know, he's always on time. He's always encouraging. He's being that vocal leader. And then he's going out there and laying on the line, not only in games, but he does it in practice every day as well. And he's like a Swiss Army knife. You know, we've seen him punt. He's going to return kicks. You know, he'll play. He has a little DB skills if we got to throw him back there in a pinch. But just, man, just a tremendous hard-working young man to become a quarterback. He has an inner drive that you don't see too often in a lot of high school kids. And when you have one like that, man, you know you got something special. You know, I just share something with you. Since the first day of the first week of summer workouts, now we're talking back early June, that young man has come to me, whatever the last day of the week where he's not going to see me, usually going into a weekend, he's like, Coach, can I have a ball? And he takes the ball home, and he still does it to this day. You know, he'll come to me tomorrow night. He's like, Coach, can I get a ball? I want to work. You know, he asked me to get one last night. I said I didn't like quite what I did in perimeter period. I want to go home and work on some things. So just constantly working his craft, man, and wants to be good and is pretty good now. And sky's the limit for him. Just very fortunate we get him back next year as well.
Yeah, and obviously you said still getting better, obviously, and the whole team. But, you know, to his credit as well, you guys, and I'll bring Clint in on this, you guys have had a lot of different lineups around him with pieces being moved and injuries, and people don't understand that makes it tough for a quarterback. Practice games with the same and in-game reps with the same are two totally different animals. When you can have them, it really bodes well. And I think throughout the year, you guys have found something. It was a few units that have definitely worked.
Yeah.
Absolutely, Coach. I know that's a big-time challenge for you to work with the different personnel and different guys in and out of the lineups. But I want to swap gears with you for just a minute. You told us last week about the program that you brought from Lincoln, taking the guys from the high school and being ambassadors at the elementary school you know, kind of being a leader towards someone there. And how'd that experience go?
Man, it was awesome. That's right. We haven't talked about it because we were going to do it. I'll tell you what, it was, it made my heart feel good. I think our kids, the football players, had a more fun time than the Young Bucks and the junior Tigers. They had a ball. I think we ended up with about 25 elementary kids there, and we got girls in our club as well. And man, we just ran them through drills, and it was just, man, it was great. They had a great time. We put them through all of our type of apparatuses, our tackling wheels and our crash pads, and every kid had their buddy with them, and they took them with them to the different groups. And man, it was just a tremendous success. And I tell you what, it was not only good for obviously the junior Tiger clubs, but our kids, but our coaching staff too. It was a great way to end an off week, and where everybody could just kind of relax and enjoy just, man, doing football and teaching it. And there's no wins or losses in it, man. It was a great way to end our bye week. It was a lot of fun.
It's a fabulous program, yeah. Coach.
Well, a couple of things I want to share with that as well. Tomorrow night,
yeah,
homecoming parade,
mm-hmm.
but then afterwards they're going to have a big pep rally,
yeah,
out at John Cox Stadium. I've been asked to do the public address.
Let's
for
go.
That through Brad, and they're going to, from what I understand, we're going to introduce all of the homecoming candidates and even the ones,
yeah,
the little ones from the great school. I just think that's just beautiful,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it's great, man. It's great to, you know, it's a community project, you know, and everybody's involved in it, and we want those young kids to have fun and see the big kids. And that's another thing we took away from it. You know, I told them, I said, guys, whether you know it or not, man, you're on a pedestal. Like, did you see the way those youngins looked at you? They're like, you are superstars.
You're their role model.
That's it. And you need to relish in that. You know, you need, yeah, to understand, make good decision, because there are people looking at you, you know.
Yeah.
And so but yeah, it's gonna be, I hope we have a big crowd tomorrow. The parade's always something fun. It's great time for our kids to experience. And that's what I told them, guys, I found out today we are the last float in the parade. We're the grand finale. I said, guys, we're like Santa Claus at the Macy's Day Parade. Everybody waits for Santa Claus to come through. That'll be us. So, you know, it's going to be a fun time. Hopefully we got a big turnout with the community.
Before I get to KJ, one other thing I wanted to ask you. We were all talking about JJ. Okay. One thing that has impressed me more than any this year, probably with him, is the fact that everybody knows we're going to run the football,
yeah,
try to, and we've ran it well all year. With him, he's been one of the most durable guys you've got from week to week without getting injured, let's knock on wood.
Yeah.
But he's not the biggest cat out there either.
No.
He keeps himself. He's got a motor that I can't understand.
He does.
The other one I was going to ask you about is Javis Stone. Now we're in, yeah, kind of maybe, what, week three of him being back fully?
Four. Yep.
Fourth.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about his progression, but also the durability of JJ.
Yeah, JJ. Now listen, pound for pound, he's one of the strongest kids we've got.
Absolutely.
He's a big-time weight room kid, works his tail off. And again, we one of our pillars that we hang our hat on is what we call one more. And he's a one more guy. He's always wanted to do one more rep. Well, let me get one more drill, coach. You know, he's a one more guy to try. He's got that motor. So he's very strong for his size. His lower trunk, his squat ability, his legs are very strong. And he's shifty. He's hard. He's hard. Very seldom do you see him get hit very hard. You know,
that's
what,
right,
I mean? He does a good job avoiding big hits. Other than that defensive end from Vincent that was ripping across our face, right? He had got him a couple times. But, yeah, man, he's really good. And then leading into Javis, so, you know, I took him to the quarterback club on Monday, and we were talking about, you know, I think this is the first week that I've seen him in full football mode. And what I mean by that is, you know, he went to boot camp and missed almost 2 months of football. And so – what he missed that last month of the summer and all of fall camp, those reps and those seeing and things like that and recognizing defenses and getting our defense set and everything, it's all come back to him now. He was frustrated the first two games because you lose out on some of that stuff. And so, yeah, man, we're excited about him. We got a lot of checks that we can get into this week because we got him back there. And he's making no bones about it. He's our quarterback of our defense. He gets everything set right there at Mike linebacker. And then, man, he's going to be on offense a lot too. You know, we put a good little package, a little heavy package in with him. Y'all might see the ball snap to him tomorrow night.
Wow, and that
kind of chokes me up.
Yeah, it kind of had all of us a little speechless, and we're
obviously super, super thrilled to see that. I think more than anything, you know, seeing a guy that's you know, willing to put everybody in the position that's working for it. And these kids, you're showing these kids that they're working for something. I'm going to turn attention to another few members of your offense that we highlighted a little bit, but it's been playing really well. But with the bye week, sometimes it can do good things for a running game, but it can also make it a little bit sluggish coming out of the gate. Mm-hmm. What have you guys done maybe this week to emphasize getting off the ball? As Dallas Brown, want people to understand, when Dallas Brown and Kevin Chapman, when they've had the rock, good things have happened. And that's the guys up front in run protection has been really good all year for the most part.
Yeah, we're going to lean on our offensive line a lot right there. Going back to the off week, a lot of fundamentals get done, you know. So you go back where you're not having a game plan so much, and so that sled was hit a lot with our offensive line. The chute was hit a lot with the offensive line, and so just getting level and movement and you know, I think tomorrow what you'll see is which I feel a lot of the teams, other than maybe Glenwood and Lee Scott, you know, we look the bigger part, but we really are going to look a lot bigger than Beulah. They're a little on the small side. I was talking to their coach today, and he's like, man, we just don't have a big kid in Beulah at all. And so, you know, I feel like our offensive line with our weight advantage and having fresh legs should be an advantage to us to come off on a smaller line and then hopefully open up some good holes for our running backs.
Coach, as a defensive guy, I know that's kind of where you came from.
Yeah.
You know, talk about year one and the things that you want to do. Let's not get nitty gritty in details, but some of the more dynamic packages and things you want to show this or fake to that, whatever the case may be. But how hard is that to instill in year one or through the first five, six games of the year?
And it's tough, and I'm going to tell you why it's tough. I came in February, and the defensive package that we run is somewhat complex. And not so much in understanding it, but there's a lot of moving parts to it that you got to really have a year to get it all in. We haven't really scratched the surface with all the packages that we've had because we've had to go back and teach a lot of fundamentals. Our tackling hasn't really been real good this year, and so we're working hard on that every year. So really the fundamental side, we've really had to pay a lot more focus. You can have the best scheme in the world, but if you don't run your assignment the right way or you miss tackles, it doesn't matter. You know what I mean? And so As a defensive guy, it is a little frustrating because there's so many things you want to do. But as a coach, you've got to understand, hey, you got to go back and see, man, if they're not understanding what we're wanting to do, we're not going to be real successful. And, you know, Coach Jackson, our defense coordinator, and I kind of sat back and looked at that last week and kind of self-assessed what we were doing with our kids, self-assessed, you know, how we were teaching it. And we came to the assessment of, you know, I think a lot of guys don't understand quite what we're doing. So this week, man, last week and this week, a lot of board work, a lot of going back to our basics that you do in fall camp, you know, that you take for granted. They understand what a cover four scheme is and what their zone is in that cover four. Well, some of them don't. And as we've moved people in and out and injuries and moving new people in, we've really had to go back and see that. So, you know, I think you've seen our defense come from we had a lot in to where we simplified to where we went to just some basic stuff to now we're able to move from that basic stuff. And having 2 weeks, you're going to see a lot more different looks front-wise, and a lot of that dictates what they do. But, like, just for instance, we've had the secondary's had a test every day this week, you know, and they got to make 100 on that test. And so it's been a board work. Here's the test off the packet that we got. Take it on Monday. Came back in yesterday, said, all right, here's what we're looking at. We do a bunch of board work questions. Yeah, tell me about this, coach. Tell me about this. Boom, boom, boom. We take it again today. All right, grades improved probably 40 to 60%. All right, come back in today. All right, and I'm looking because I grade them all. And, okay, what are we missing on? So I go over that, have another Q&A session. And so they took a test today. We'll do it again tomorrow. And that those type of things is what we do in the off season. All right, we'll start what we call our shark school. We base our defense, we call it the Tiger Sharks. And so we'll start shark school in January, as soon as we get back from Christmas. In 2 days to 3 days a week, we'll start installing this defense, where when we get to spring ball, they're going to know a lot more and understand what the other moving parts are. The secondary is going to understand the linebackers. Linebackers are going to understand the deep line, and vice versa. And I think once we get in that, that's a year process, you know. And once you get into that and they start understanding, then you're going to see a better product.
Definitely evolve.
Yep. Hey, I want to tell everybody to come on down to La Costa. If you'd like to meet Coach Zetiker and the guys that call the games with me, come on down. We're here every Wednesday night. Come get the Coach's Cantina, any dinner combination for $8.95. Coach, we've been talking about us a lot, and I know a lot of people that's listening want to maybe know, what have we got to do on Friday night to defeat Beulah? Because, as you mentioned, maybe size-wise they're not there, but listen, they found a gear somewhere.
They're fast.
On the last couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
We have not scored, if you think about it. We come out in the first week and hung a lot of points on Fayetteville and come up short. But since then, we really have not offensively put four quarters together.
Yeah.
And then, but what have we got to do to get on top of that Friday night?
Now, I'm going to tell you right now, defensively, number four, number five, that's their key. You know, we have to contain them. You know, obviously the goal would be to stop them. If we can shut them down, I really like our chances. They have a lot of guys playing both ways as well. We feel there's some things on their defense that we can exploit. And so we're going to have to attack that without getting too much into a game plan. I don't know if these guys
sure.
are listening to me or
no.
not. But,
never
you know,
know.
As a coach,
never know.
You know, yeah. But listen, you know, the hope is what we've prepared for 2 weeks. They've only had 4 days to get ready for us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like I said, just execute, you know, eliminate the mistakes. We're going to throw a little bit more this week because we've had 2 weeks to get ready for it. We feel like there's some holes in their secondary that we can exploit, and that'll open the run game that much more. Lean on those big guys, like I said. I did get an injury report from them. They're going to have a couple guys that got hurt last week that we really feel we can attack defensively-wise in their offensive line. And then, man, we got to tackle. We got to tackle. We got to eliminate the big play. The one good thing I think we took away from the Vincent game is we eliminated the big play. You know, we eliminated them from making too many explosive plays other than right there at the first half. You know, they had, 8 to 12 to 14 play drives. And as long as you can do that, I'm a big believer in bend, don't break defense. Something good's going to happen. They'll
not
snap
a lot
one
of schools
over
can maintain that consistency
exactly.
over multiple series.
Right. And so that was a plus coming out of Vincent. And we feel like we can do that. But make no bones about it, man. They have a lot of speed. The quarterback runs. They got a good scheme that they're running. So we're just going to have to contain. And guys, y'all are going to get your rosters out. You're going to see a lot of different numbers out there tomorrow night on both sides of the ball, and we're excited about that, you know. There'll be some numbers like, who is that? And okay, well, let's see what he's got. So, but listen, I mean, football's football. You got to block, you got to tackle, you got to execute.
Right.
You got to try to win all three phases of the game. You got to be better in special teams, and the team that makes less mistakes is going to win the game.
I'll let these guys get a quick question in before we get out here, KJ.
Yeah, Coach, I think one thing that has been impressive for me to watch, despite the way that things have went at times this season, is not one player has really garnished on the defensive side of the football as far as effort-wise in the second half.
Yeah.
Not from where we've sat. It's actually been the opposite. I feel like we've gotten off the bus slow, and we've not hit any offense in the mouth first.
Right.
You know, and not – actual fighting, we're not talking about that, but in football that is important. That chess match is that, you know, even if you don't win the game with a runaway right off the bat, you have to go out and hit them in the mouth, or they're going to hit you in the mouth, and that's what you don't want. And I think for me watching the defense, I think in the second half you guys have done a really good job of making adjustments, and the players seem to, for whatever reason, tackle better in the second half. And we've talked about tackling. Mm-hmm. What are some other things defensively that you might have worked on this week to kind of shore up that? It sounds like against a speedy bunch of Beulah.
Yeah, a lot of pursuit, you know, a lot of getting as many hats to the ball as you can. A lot of manipulating secondary formations to, we feel like they're going to attack us on the edges a lot, you know, to get an extra hat there. A lot of, like you said, chess and match. When they give us this formation, we're going to give them this front and vice versa. They do a lot of shifting, and so we feel good in our checks. But I think the biggest thing we're going to do, Muck brought up last week, I think when we start the game, when on the scoreboard, it's going to say third quarter.
Yeah, that's the best thing because we're 6-0 in the second half.
And so I told the kids that today when they saw you, and I said, guys, you had the greatest idea. And I'm like, let's do it, coach. Let's do it. So maybe that'll be it.
Get started 8:15.
It's the second half, God, by God.
Hey, but here's one thing, and before I let Clint get one last question, we ain't got to ride a bus tomorrow, so we don't have to worry about, or Friday, we don't have to worry about getting off of a bus.
Yeah, that's big.
I say we kick off at 8:30.
Yeah.
I'll take it. But, all right, Coach, so, you know, we joke and laugh about it, but in practice and in talking to the team, how do we get that warrior mentality in the first quarter with 12 minutes on the clock? More than the third quarter with 12 minutes on the clock.
Yeah, if you ask my wife, she wants to line them all up, shoot them with a potato gun. So, you know, get them hard.
Wake up.
No, listen, it's four quarters been our mentality. You know, it's not been our mentality, but what we've preached. Our big word the last 2 weeks has been preparedness. You know, if you're prepared for a team, you have confidence. You know what I mean? And so that's kind of been our calling card this week, and the kids feel really prepared, and they feel well about what they're doing. But, you know, I listened to a guy on the internet today, an old coach, and he said it's the old basketball coach for UConn women that's won so many national championships. Can't remember what his name was, but just some random thing. But he said, you know, the number one thing I realized that helped me the most is I can't help them win and lose games when the game starts. You know what I mean? I can prepare them the best I can. We can show them all the film. We can give them all the lessons. We can give them all the drills. But at some point, man, that they got to come out and they got to do it. We can't play for them.
That's right.
But I think it also goes back to what KJ was saying. If we can get something, you know, we talked about that. We need something good to happen early.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of times defense and offense work so well together. If the offense scores, it jacks the defense up that much more. Or if the defense goes out and has a big lick, a turnover on downs, you know, get a third down stop and get off the field. Man, we need something like that to happen. And it's kind of, I showed them, it's what Beulah did last week. They came out on fire and kind of hit Comer in the mouth early. And it's like, that's how we kind of need to start, you know, sustain if they try to do it. But let's punch back, like you said. And, man, if we can score early or get a big turnover, something like that, I just feel like that momentum, this team is waiting on that.
Yeah,
and
they're
if
ready.
They can get that, man, you know, this thing may snowball. You know, that's the hope.
Coach, always a pleasure to be with you. Of course, Friday night at John Cox Stadium is homecoming for Childersburg and, of course, for Beulah coming in. So we'll be there 6:30 airtime on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network right here on Kicks 100.3. Coach, always a pleasure and always go Tigers.
Let's go. Hope we have a big crowd and go Tigers. Thanks, guys. See y'all tomorrow or Friday.